Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You are now smack dab in the middle of hour two of this Tuesday, the 24th of February, 04 broadcast. Transmission Against Tyranny. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Well, we're about to go back to your calls. Let me got a guest coming up, but I would like to get your comments on this. West Virginia's about to pass a law where they take your children and criminally charge you if you don't take every vaccine that the government mandates every year. Big, big deal here. I mean, are we a free society, or do we have to take whatever the government says into our bodies? Just amazing, especially with all the background of these vaccines. I mean, all the horrors, just the carnage they've caused. Also, the Supreme Court said yesterday that, yes, they can secretly arrest you, secretly try you, secretly execute you. No one ever needs to know anything if it involves terrorism. And, of course, under Section 802, every misdemeanor is an act of terrorism. Of course, the good news is, up in Rhode Island, they had to throw out their martial law bill because people actually read it and the governor has apologized. They got a bunch on the cashless society control grid. Just a ton of news I haven't even gotten to yet. Also, yesterday I mentioned New Mexico passed a law out of the House into the Senate to make all cars have breathalyzers on them where you all have to blow every time you get in your car. Guilty until proven innocent. Do you like that? Do you think that's freedom, folks? Does anybody have a comment on that? Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to, I guess, Philip in Virginia is up next. Philip, go ahead.
Yahweh with you, my friend. Alex, I want to get your comment or analysis on something before I let you go. But I do want to comment on the things that you're talking about. I am sick and tired of this hypocrisy of these media outlets, the newspapers and the television. They'll sensationalize these things like this drunken driving, things of that nature. Saddam Hussein, used chemical weapons on the Kurds, and yet we're being subjected to chemicals every day. Some of your callers have already brought up the subject about the chemtrails. On and on it goes, the double standard. They're in our face, and then when you put it back in their face about the forced testing for drugs, and then you mentioned the things about, like, Barry McCaffrey and what you confronted him about in the takeover. You get the documentation of how the CIA has been caught shipping drugs in this country.
Yeah, they create the crisis.
And you put it back on their face, and they just shut you right out. They don't want to hear the truth about anything. It's just total spin, total theater. And it's disgusting, and I can't even believe that some of the things you're talking about are total insanity. The forced vaccinations in West Virginia, but I guess, you know, they've been forcibly drugging us with the fluoride in the water for years, you know, so, you know, it's nothing to them.
Hey, I've got mainstream news articles where the government's talking about putting Prozac in the water.
And then
we're going to be crazy because we're against it. Oh, these weirdos don't want everyone to have to blow their breathalyzer. Why, this will save thousands of lives.
Well,
you're for the children, aren't you? You aren't for drunk drivers, are you?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
But we could just mount a camera on all your heads and, you know, by the way, they now admit that the cell phones are tracking everything we do, and the federal court just said, yeah, you can use OnStar for the government to track and listen to people. I mean, it's just wall-to-wall. It's worse than 1984. And so now, you know, what happens when somebody reads that book and they think, oh, this is a nice place to vacation. This sounds like a wonderful place. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Philip. I think you said you had a question, though.
What's your analysis on something?
Okay, I'll let you ask the question when we get back. Just, we'll be back. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're about to be talking to the director, the founder of KeepAndBearArms.com, really the premier information news source and action source, kind of a nexus point, matrix point for fighting for the Second Amendment, Angel Shamaya. But this case he's going to be joining us concerns the First Amendment and how it intertwines with the Second and how both of those are under attack. You don't attack one and not the other. But and then we'll go to David and Rick and Mark and Sean and others. Philip in Virginia, you got cut short. You had a question for me. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. About an hour ago, Lord Bush, by the way, is backing a constitutional amendment for the marriage thing, but he won't do that for abortion. Just more hypocrisy. What about the neocons are using Libya and Iran for justification for this war, so-called war on terrorism? You got any insight on that? Was that just a theater? Did the U.S. do some diplomatic wrangling to get Libya to crawfish, or what? You got any insight on that?
Sure. Let me comment on that. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Okay. Look, our government went in, and up until this moment, is continuing to arm Iran. They arm Iran through Syria. They arm Iran through Israel. They arm Iran through Pakistan. They arm them through North Korea. They arm them through China. Our government has armed Libya. In fact, that Muammar Gaddafi just released his nuclear development program, and it really burned the U.S. and the British, because there's the U.S. and the British selling him the stuff. And there's a big firestorm over that, and it's in the foreign press. Our government's been arming Pakistan, North Korea, and China. They, in turn, arm Iran. Israel's been arming Iran and been caught doing that with sophisticated weapon systems. So, regardless of the geopolitical makeup of the world, you know, what they're putting out on the surface, the globalists go out and arm everybody to then create the crisis. It's like, you know, they ship the drugs in, make the money off the first sale, then they make the money off arresting people, putting them in private prisons, having them build widgets that then compete against the free market. They then make money off, you know, having government contracts being paid to private corporations on the war on drugs. So they set up these systems where they make money, but more importantly, gain control over more and more of our lives. And so that's what's happening. Gaddafi's been playing ball since Ronald Reagan bombed him back in the 1980s. Gaddafi's not been a threat. Gaddafi's just been sitting over there basically, smoking his opium pipe, and that's been about the end of it. You know, gallivanting around Africa with delusions of grandeur. I don't defend Libya or Syria or Iran or Saudi Arabia. They're monsters, but the globalists are the bigger monster, and the globalist arms them as an excuse to be able to attack them. You understand? I mean, just because these countries aren't good doesn't mean the globalists are good. I mean, just because Hitler attacked Stalin doesn't mean Hitler was good. You understand? You know, just because Stalin attacked Hitler, it didn't mean that Stalin was good. But that's how the globalists operate. They go, you know, we're over here fighting these evil people, so we must be good. Just look at who put Saddam into power, gave him the weapons, told him to attack Iran, told him to attack Kuwait, made up stories about babies in incubators. I mean, Saddam Hussein was mild compared to our other supposed allies, compared to Indonesia and you know, all these other little allies. Saddam is nothing, was nothing, compared to these people. Very tolerant of Christians and Jews in their country. Now, not anymore in the last decade, not since the sanctions and all the rest of it. And now look at the situation in Iraq. So I hope that answers your question. Let's go to Angel Shemiah. And Angel, good to have you on the broadcast with us. Do we have Angel there, guys? I hear some noise in the background. Perhaps she's taking another call or had a phone problem. Okay, we'll try to get him back on then, please. Thanks. Keep and Bear Arms writer investigated for questioning civil authority. Police say investigation ongoing. And did you know that writing a rhetorical letter to civil authorities in California challenging their hypocrisy results in police investigation that includes not only calls from detectives, but two black and white police cruisers coming to your home? And that's what happened to longtime gun rights activist and professional writer David Kodera this week. What follows is a link to the investigation inspiring letter, a detailed description of what transpired, and a description of how trying to get our own answers from the investigators resulted in unwillingness to respond to our simple, reasonable inquiry. And he writes for Guns and Ammo and a bunch of other mainstream publications. And he wrote a letter saying, you know, you're doing this with gay marriage in San Francisco, which is a violation of state law. Would you like it if gun owners didn't follow the law? You know, are you not going to prosecute gun owners if they don't follow all your unconstitutional laws? And to go back to the caller's question, you know, he was saying, well, Bush is coming out with a Defense of Marriage Act, a constitutional amendment, but he won't do that for abortion. You watch. Out of this amendment, they're going to say, well, we won't call it marriage. We'll call it a union or a partnership. And they've been looking for an excuse, flag amendments and the rest of it, to get a con going. in a constitutional convention, once they get one of those started, they can rewrite the whole Bill of Rights. And you can just guarantee there'll be a nice terror attack will happen that the globalists will carry out during the con, and then magically everything will be rewritten, including the part of the Constitution that doesn't allow Arnold to be president. Let's go to Angel. Angel, are you there, my friend?
I am.
Okay, good. Good to get you on. This case concerns the First Amendment and the Second Amendment and shows the secret police mentality of major police departments.
It does. It does indeed.
So break it down for us, my friend.
Well, long story short, I apologize if I sound hoarse. Excuse me. I haven't been feeling too well today. I don't know if I can stay on for the whole 30 minutes if my throat will allow it.
Well, you sound great, so let's just rampage through
I'll ram through it. Long story short, San Francisco gave out 3,000-plus licenses for same-sex quote-unquote marriages, and our writer decided to say, well, gosh, if you're willing to violate that law, then of course you're willing to violate the law that is actually protected by the Second Amendment. Surely you'll go ahead and let me keep and bear arms in your city too. So what do you think if I come down there and bring, a pistol, handgun, maybe even my AR-14, can I have your support to exercise my rights? Would you be willing to support me in that? And it was a tongue-in-cheek letter. If you can read the whole letter on our website, but it was very tongue-in-cheek. Long story short, they caught the police contacted him.
Not planning anything violent, some type of attempted overthrow, are you?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
you're not planning to. So tell folks what happened.
Well, David Codria is the writer's name, and he received a phone call from an inspector at the San Francisco Police Department, and they apparently, because they weren't able to get in touch with him fast enough, they sent two, he lives in Redondo Beach, so they sent two black and white cruisers to his home and interviewed his wife to make sure that he had talked to the inspector, because the inspector wanted to talk to him. That was more or less where it ended. Other than this, we sent our own and another writer on our behalf as the publisher of this letter. He mailed it. He emailed it to the mayor, the police chief, and to a superior court judge who's been supportive of these marriage licenses they've been handing out. So we sent an investigative reporter to call the investigator and investigate the investigator. And what we wanted to know, or there were several questions we wanted to ask, and we've got those questions posted on our website as well. What we found out is that they refused to release information because it's, quote, an ongoing investigation.
Now, these are the same police departments now that if you're a land rights group, an environmental land grabber group, a Second Amendment group, they've had the military out in many cities, Denver, D.C., taking photos of groups. The Pentagon's job now is keeping track of us protesters and dissenters. I mean, this is part of this overall spy system, isn't it?
Well, I would have to say so, and I find it very interesting that all of the city officials, I mean, the mayor officiated weddings, or quote-unquote weddings, between people that, same-sex couples. Against state law. I'm not even commenting on the marriage issue. It's not my issue. I don't want to get into it. You know, I have my opinions about it, as does seems like everybody's got one. But the issue is, that wasn't the issue he raised. The issue he raised was that they were violating the law. And since they're willing to violate the law for the quote-unquote rights of the oppressed class, we've got a Second Amendment. We have a specifically enumerated right. So simply asking if he can have their support to come and exercise his right in their city, it's not beyond the realm of fair question. It's a fair question.
And then suddenly, I mean, the questions that this San Francisco detective was asking him, you're not planning anything, are you? You're not going to come get us, are you?
Well, they also, you said this is a First and Second Amendment issue. It's a Fifth Amendment issue, too, and a fourth, really. I mean, they asked him, he mentioned bringing a banned AR-15 just because it's a buzzword.
Tell you what, stay
California.
There. We'll talk about it, Angel, when we get back. Then I'm going to ask you, how dangerous is a con? If folks don't know what a con is, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
I wanted to have Angel Shamaya on a little bit longer to talk about the treachery of the NRA and how they've been caught from South Dakota to Illinois, involved in gun cases, arguing for registration, arguing against Vermont-style right-to-carry laws. But if he's got a cold, we'll let him go at the end of the segment. We'll get back to the news and... for all the callers that are holding, we'll get to you. But, Angel, getting back to this case, you were talking about it also being a violation of the Fifth Amendment, what the secret police in San Francisco were up to, responding to one of your writers, simply sending them an email.
Right. Well, basically they contacted him and and said, so do you own a banned AR-15? You know, it's like calling a guy who stands up for reform of the marijuana laws and calling him up and saying, do you have marijuana? It's just another attempt. The police have gotten, you know, there's a lot of good police officers.
Yeah, raiding somebody's house during the abolition movement because, you know, they might have some blacks hidden in the basement.
Yeah, exactly. You're standing up for the right of black people being free. So since you did that, you must be part of the Underground Railroad. So we need to come and make sure you
don't
have
any. So where does it stand now with these crazies? What did the police do at his house to his wife?
Well, they played good cop, bad cop. One of them was really respectful. The other one was bad cop. And basically interviewed him, wanted to make sure that he had made the call, and talked to Inspector Peter Walsh at San Francisco Police Department. And, you know, they radioed in. She said that, yeah, he's already talked to Mr. Walsh, and they radioed their dispatch who called up to, or radioed or called to the San Francisco Police Department to confirm that he had, in fact, spoken to the man who wanted to talk to him.
I mean, that's not America, Angel, and the reason I bring this up is I have confirmed it, and by the way, American Free Press wants to write an article about it, and I'm supposed to get them the information. But one of my listeners, Kelly Rushing, in Kentucky, Leon County, just gave a state police officer one of my videos and a C-SPAN video of Ron Paul. The cop the next day pulled him over, arrested him, said this is terrorism, and they're trying to put him behind bars for a year for giving him a video. And the judge said it's illegal to give police videos.
What? You are kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that shows how crazy. Well, look. I mean, in New Mexico, they're about to pass a law that all the cars are going to have breathalyzers on them, and you're going to have to blow a breathalyzer for it to start. I mean, they've got...
And you know what's interesting about that is it won't affect people who don't live in the state. So the state is basically verging on giving more protection to a right to be free from an illegal search, which is exactly what that is. And they're gonna protect people who don't live in the state. Someone who's visiting from out of state for the first time is gonna have more rights than someone who's a fourth generation New Mexico person.
Also, did you hear about West Virginia where they're about to pass a law to force you to give your children vaccines?
Oh, that in Oregon about a year ago, a man and a woman decided not to vaccinate their child. Two armed police officers came in to enforce the doctor's decree, saying that they are required by law to vaccinate. Armed police officers in a hospital room, sitting by while the parents are, you know, very in shock, and you know, surely, you know.
And there was no law in that Oregon case. These people are insane. A con. How dangerous is a con to the Second Amendment?
Well, you have the perfect name for it, Constitutional Convention. The thing about a Constitutional Convention, the downside, obviously, is that once you have a Constitutional Convention, it can be a jamboree of amendments that are submitted. That's the downside. They can do any dang thing they want to. The upside is it takes 38 states to ratify it. Of course, we're living in times where people really would rather put their own security above freedom. So, and so many manufactured scares have been created at this point that there's a lot of stupid people out there.
Well, Angel, last question: that South Dakota case where the NRA lawyer went in and they had a bill about to pass for Vermont right to carry at will, which is the best law, you know, Second Amendment. And the NRA went in and said, no gun permit without a permit, no having a gun in your car without a permit. I mean, does that not show what the NRA is up to?
Well, I would have to say that it does. A permit, I mean, would you agree to have a permit in order to be able to write a letter to the editor? Or would you agree that you have to have a permit in order to purchase a Bible or a Koran or any other type of religious text? Would you agree to have a permit so you can have friends over in your home to talk about politics? That's all First Amendment stuff. So NRA supports, I mean, if you're going to support a Second Amendment permit, I guess you support a First Amendment permit. So.
Absolutely. KeepAndBearArms.com. Angel, thanks for coming on.
Glad to be here.
You bet. We'll be back with your calls, more news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use a Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizens Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt. We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you could be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right. Sean and David and Rick and Mark and Paul, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Then I'm going to get into this big stack of vital news and information. Before I go any further, though, I want to remind the listeners that I'm a documentary filmmaker. And one of my newest videos, one of my longest videos, is really a tour de force. It's Police State 3, total enslavement. The greatest evil that mankind has ever faced is among us, a scientifically crafted global dictatorship sworn to enslave every man, woman, and child. The United States government at all levels has fallen under the control of the desperately wicked New World Order Klan. The events of September 11th marked the initiation of the final sick push of the Illuminati to consolidate their one world order and transform Earth into a prison planet. In over 2.5 hours, I chronicle in stunning detail the true character of the globalist, learn the master plan of the bloodthirsty elite to financially, physically, and spiritually imprison not only America but the world. Total Enslavement is the third installment in my critically acclaimed Police State series, and is a must-see for all who love freedom. The film documents the nightmare rise of the Homeland Security dictatorship, Patriot Act 1 and 2, and the Total Information Awareness Network, which they now admit yesterday is back in full force, never was gone, government-run white slavery rings, the new prison surveillance economy, and much more. The very future of humanity depends on exposing government-sponsored terrorism and how the globalists pose as our saviors when, in fact, they are the terrorist. Now, that's a brief synopsis of what's in the 2-hour, 44-minute video, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. It's really three or four films in and of itself. I would watch it in three or four parts. And take notes and research it and whole sections, what the New World Order is, how it operates. There's my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, What Really Happened September 11th and Who Stands to Gain, my films on the subject, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, part two of that, Masters of Terror. We carry Eric Hufschmid's book, Painful Questions, the video, Painful Deceptions, and the DVD. Just go to Infowars.com. That's Infowars.com. People say, how do you spell that? It's Infowars.com, short for Information War, or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping carts, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. My book's 200, I don't know, I've got it here in front of me, let me see, 220 pages long, over 50 diagrams and documents and bills and news articles in it, $12, $11.95. Paul Watson's book's over 320 pages, it's $19.95, $11.95 when you buy a second copy to give as a gift. The videos are $20 when you order three or more, they drop down from $25.95. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And your purchase makes this show and future films and books and works possible. Okay, let's go ahead and go to some of your calls. Let's talk to Sean in Colorado. Thanks for holding, Sean.
No problem. My favorite film is the one that you just read about, which is Police State 3.
How many videos have you seen?
I actually have 9 of your videos, of which I have. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is the least I could do, which I wake up 20, 30 people a week in this city of Denver here. And not only do I, but so do every single one of my close friends and family.
Why do you think Police State 3 is the best?
I just think that summarizes what is going to happen and is happening at this moment against us. And I mean, when it comes down to it, I mean, regardless if they, you know, if they did 911 or if they did Oklahoma City, this is directly attacking you as a person. And I feel that it wakes up.
Yeah, cameras are going up in the school bathrooms. They're going up in the streets. They're going to put breathalyzers in all the cars. They're going to make you thumb scan to buy and sell. They're going to make you take vaccines when they say, how they say. They're going to leave the borders wide open. They're going to take your jobs away. They're going to lower your wages. I mean, it is happening. They are building prisons everywhere. They are taking our rights. They are saying we're all terrorists. They are doing it.
Yes, they are. And that film truly does show people they are coming after you. But that is not why I called. The reason why I called is I wanted to make a short comment on West Virginia and what's going on there.
Good. When they come, somebody is.
When they come to poke my children, which are 2 and 4 right now, my daughter's 4, my son's 2, when they come to poke my children, because I know the agenda always goes on, regardless if it starts in West Virginia or if it starts in any other state, it's going to be pushed. When they come to poke my children, I will not let them. Guarantee you I will lay down my life before they poke my children or before they draft my children or before they draft some of my family. I guarantee you I will not let them. And if they try, just let them try. Number two.
Well, for those that don't know that just joined us, they're about to pass a bill that your child will have to take 35 vaccines containing mercury, They admit it's killing and maiming, total autism, massive brain problems. Mainstream news admitting the troops are dead and dying from the vaccines. They say nationwide, as the feds are pushing this, a bunch of states are about to try to make it the law. West Virginia's about to pass the bill, SB 439, to make you take the shots. Now, that's not freedom, people. Go ahead.
They won't get my children. The other fact that I wanted to let you know, you had on as a guest about a month or two ago, Mr. Rabbi Stevak. And yesterday I was listening to, or actually it was today, I apologize, on his show, which comes on just before yours here in Colorado, he was mentioning that because this gal that called you yesterday, Mildred, was, and she was questioning you on Zionism, and is a close friend or at least a correspondence with Mr. Rabbi Stevak, and apparently he got word that you did not like Zionists, which are racist Jews, not Jews, but just racist Jews, and he declared at the very beginning of his show today, at the top of his lungs, that he is a Zionist, and he wants to debate you.
Oh, the guy just wants more. Look, I'm not going to have the guy back on my show. No more. You know, any issue he talks about it, then I have him on. It's a joke.
I'm quitting to listen to this guy because, you know, he seems like he's waking up every single day to George Bush and to corruption and all this stuff. He seems like he's waking up, and then he sucks himself down right back into the pit that he started up with. And it really, really frustrates me when you see and hear this stuff happening every single day. It truly does affect those people who do not know what's going on.
Hey, I hear you. And I appreciate
your time. Thank
I appreciate
you
your call. Take care, Sean. Let me just say this. You know, that guy got on the air and was saying that in certain cases torture is okay, and I said no, it's not. We had a lively debate about it. But let me clarify what I was saying about Zionists. You got a lot of well-meaning people that are told Zionism means you support Israel, and so you go, "Oh, I'm a Zionist." You know, "Oh, I support it." No, I'm saying certain groups who call themselves Zionists, certain people who call themselves Zionists, have written and said racist things and talked about ethnic cleansing of Arabs or Palestinians, and so let me make it clear: everyone who's in La Raza, which means the race, by the way, is not racist. It does not hate white people and black people. Everybody who says that, you know, that I believe in, you know, Zionism, a lot of them are ignorant or don't know the full history of it. Okay, so, I mean, let's make it clear. I'm not saying all people who think that they're Zionist or believe in Zionism, you know, are evil or racist or whatever. What I'm saying is that the tenets, or those that founded Zionism, it's very atheistic. It's bad news. And you know what? That's it. I'm going to get the super orthodox Nutricardi Jews on the show. Man, there's probably 50 Jewish groups I can get on, the ultra-conservative ones, to talk about this. You know, the folks that really follow the Old Testament. And I don't want it. It'll turn into just a total circus. And my show is not about being a circus. And I've said I don't support, you know, the type of Muslims that are in Saudi Arabia that are 10 times more dangerous than a Zionist. You know, if they see a cross around your neck, they will kill you. If they see a Star of David around your neck, they will kill you. But, I mean, I'm about being fair here, folks. I will criticize. I mean, I see it in the Jerusalem Post all the time. They'll have some Zionist saying, "You need to kill all the Palestinians or ship them into camps," or, you know. I mean, that's racist, folks. That's not right. Okay, so I will say that there are some Zionists, and the founders of it, it was really an atheistic, a sick thing. And I mean, it's just a fact. And so you got a lot of people that will say, "Well, I'm a Zionist," you know. I'm sick of this discussion because I got people that claim, you know, I'm this Israel-supporting Mossad agent, you know, and then I got people claiming that, you know, I'm secretly a Nazi, and I'm a freedom lover. You understand that? And I'm sick of talking about Israel. I'm sick of talking about who runs the New World Order. You know who runs the New World Order? Evil people. Their color is evil. Their color is green, folks. It's about money and power. And we even have these big debates and discussions, It just feeds into it. Let's just be human beings and stand up for decency and righteousness. It doesn't matter what color we are. I mean, it's like this Texas Independence Day. UT stopped it and said, well, it could be racist. You know, some Hispanics don't like it. No one had ever thought of it in those contexts. But Cinco de Mayo is just fine. And now the city, well, we're not going to pay for it. We're not going to allow a rally or a march, you know, for Texas Independence Day, even though the co-chairman of it is Hispanic. You know, it doesn't matter to these people. And so by doing that, the liberals have made it something dirty. They've made it something bad. It's amazing. It's just, that's what that rabbi was saying in the Daily News in New York yesterday. He was saying no one would have seen the Passion and thought about Jews. It would have just been these Pharisees are the bad guys and the Romans are the bad guys. And you know, and when you have a movie where, you know, there's bad guys in Ireland, you don't think, my gosh, the Irish are all bad. That's what Mel Gibson said. He doesn't see a movie about World War II and then, you know, hate Germans today. It's nuts. It's just nuttiness. Got everybody in their own little tribal units loving to fight with each other while the globalists eat our lunch. Boy, I tell you, I am just sick of it. David in Texas. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I had heard you a couple weeks ago on the For a Closer Look show. You were talking to a doctor about the I can't remember exactly.
Yeah, Dr. Lynn Horowitz.
That's right, Dr. Horowitz.
Yeah, great man.
Very interesting show. I wanted to I tried to call in on that one, but I wanted to commend you on that one. Yesterday I also called in to talk to Mike, the intelligent guy from England.
Oh, yes.
That you had on your show yesterday. I tried to bring up this point. I wanted to see his I wanted to get some information from him, but it's
by the way, that article about the murder of Dr. David Kelly and the MP3 and all that's posted on the websites right now.
I'll have to go look at that on your website.
Go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to bring up this point. I've been doing a little research into this lately, since about September of last year, and I tried to bring this up yesterday on your show.
I know you just said that. Go ahead and say it.
Yeah, the media coverage of you know, the good versus the bad. There's always got to be somebody in the wrong. A particular subject that I'm talking about is the Tel Aviv television. They they have their own MTV. They have their own network and stuff.
Yeah, the government runs the television network over there. But I mean, what about it?
Okay, they actively promote a couple of religious things where you basically dine for Allah. If you're over the age of 18, it's called a fatwa, and if you're under the age, it's called a shakwa.
Hold on, you're telling me that I haven't seen it. I mean, I've seen clips of it on C-SPAN. You're telling me that the now is this Arab stuff or are you saying?
Yes. This is from my understanding, and I've seen it on the internet.
Sir, we don't have much time. You need to go ahead and say it.
Okay. Well, we're promoting that there's terrorism over here, you know, with our government. But on the opposite side, our media does not report about what's being shown on Tel Aviv television.
Okay. And what is being shown?
That they are actively promoting this idea of dying for Allah. They had a the thing that I was trying to
bring up in my show. You're telling me that the stuff on Israeli television promotes the suicide bombers?
Okay, not Israeli television. I'm talking about Palestinian television.
Yeah, well, you keep saying Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv is not Palestinian. Tel Aviv is the big city on the ocean. It's a Jewish city.
Okay, well, I'm using that in an incorrect term, but I have been researching since last year.
Yeah, I know they are promoting it. I mean, they promote little kids with bombs on them. It's horrible.
Right. Last week, I saw a show that was broadcasted last year on I don't know, Palestinian TV, where they were interviewing these small children, you know, middle school age children.
And they're saying, "I want to kill Jews." Yeah.
Well, they were asking them about dying, and of course they were all afraid of dying. But
yeah,
when
I've seen
the term, right, you know what I'm talking about, where they used this term, the Shakwa term, where it's okay to be a martyr. And then they'll turn around, someone will do this, the government, in, you know, on English TV, the they'll say, oh, it's bad. But then they'll elevate that person that is the martyr, pay off their family. You know, it's really a big deal. That's
okay, so what's your point?
It's not really being talked about. It's not being talked about on our television. But it's a two-way game where we are saying we're fighting terrorism. They're fighting what they believe to be terrorism. It's pit against pit. Everybody's against everybody.
Yeah, I hear you. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate that call. We'll come back and talk to Rick and Mark and Paul and others. It's an ancient tribal war. Both sides do brutal things. Both sides say the land is theirs, and it's not going to stop, unfortunately. I just want to know why Israel has been caught arming Iran. I really want to know that. I want to know why our government's been caught doing it. I want to know why Pakistan's got nukes now and why Bush blocked the FBI investigation of that. I'm sick and tired of it. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Brr, record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Harold Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in. And a waste oil heater from Harold Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Harold Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Harold Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net, or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Harold Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow.
In the next hour, I'm going to continue with a giant news blitz of information, some of the top stories we haven't even gotten to yet. I realize that we have loaded phone lines as usual, and I want to go to all these great people. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. Let's go ahead, and who's up next here? I guess Rick in North Dakota. Rick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jones, after that rant, you know about it. You know about Iran, don't you? Aren't you a Mossad agent?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Hey, I was on PrisonPlanet.com yesterday, and I noticed you had a picture of that jet going into that tower.
Yes.
You know, that's not a jet. That's a flying bomb. And I'll tell you what, I got about 1,000 miles of videotape from 911, and that jet engine got a very, very comparable sound to the old German V1 pulse jet, buzz bomb.
Well, I know this, and the oldest and biggest paper in Spain had top experts look at it, a whole bunch of them, and there is something attached to one of the jets, a giant belly bomb. A huge thing is attached that is on no jet in the world, not on that model of jet. Something is hooked onto it. We pointed this out over a year ago, but, I mean, the major publications have done research on it. And, just, I mean, I'm everything about 9/11 was such a sloppy job. I just stick to the stuff I can prove.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the wings and the tail section on that thing are an illusion. Hey, go get yourself some video. Start messing around.
Well, see, I mean, I can prove public officials were called and told not to fly. I can prove NORAD was ordered to stand down. I can prove U.S. troops were massed in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan. I can prove that they funded al-Qaeda. I can prove al-Qaeda's CIA. I can prove they flew the Bin Ladens out. I can go on for about 2 hours like that. Yeah. But I can't prove all the other stuff, and I will not get into it.
Yeah, well, NORAD was stood down because there were no jets hijacked. There was nothing on their radar.
Well, that's not true. They reported that they... Okay, but... What else is on your mind, sir?
Oh, I just thought I'd call in and say that it was on PrisonPlanet.com, and I liked your show.
All right, thank you. I appreciate the call. I just, you know, some people say that they were really missiles and they had holograms and all this. Yes, they for decades admit they can project Allah or Jesus or Moses in the sky. And they did some of this in 1991, and that's come out even on the Discovery Channel that some of that was done. Yes, they can do stuff like that, but I can't prove they did it on 9/11. I can prove public officials were told not to fly to New York that day. So I'm just going to stick to stuff I can prove. That's what I do on this show. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Kentucky. Mark, go ahead. I'll tell you what, put him on hold. Because this is what, folks, let me tell you, you got to turn the radios off. Let's skip Mark and go to Paul in New York. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Welcome. Go ahead.
First of all, I was trying to call in today, and I couldn't get through. And I'm thinking, geez, you're getting real busy, and that's good.
I take a lot of calls. The phones, yeah, fill up and stay filled up. What's going on?
So listen, I got all your tapes that I think I bought 6 or 7 of them, and I'm dividing them up, and I'm putting them on my public access channel.
I really appreciate that.
Okay. And, you know, getting a good, I think that people are, you know, really intrigued about it. But now, listen, I had a great idea for a website, sort of like that. You remember when DARPA came out and everybody put up Poindexter's information on the Internet?
Yes.
I think that we ought to have a website called Tar and Feather. TarandFeather.com is taken, but it looks like a small potato guy, and it's ready to expire in April. But TarandFeather.net is still available, and if we put up all of these New World cronies' information, anybody anywhere that lives close by them could go talk to them. If you know what I mean. TarandFeather.com or .net. It's just an idea. You know, I try to find a lot of information on a lot of people just because I like to know where they are.
Hey, I tell you what, Paul, stay there. We'll talk more about it. And we got a bunch of news coming up. Third hour, folks. Just, we haven't even scratched the surface. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Infowars.com.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.